Stay in the know with Radio 2000 Podcast.
It's time for Doctor's Nerd. We are talking about acne as an adult. Ama pimples, imine breakouts, where your skin is just constantly irritated. And, you know, it affects your self-esteem as well. It affects your confidence because normally we associate acne with being a teenager, an adolescent. There's different hormones changing and you think that it's going to go away, but it actually, in some cases, it doesn't. It really doesn't. You still have pimples. You still have, skin issues, especially on your face as an adult. And so we've invited dermatologist Dr. Nokubonga Khoza to join us on the line. And we are talking about acne as an adult. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Dombi. How are you?
I am dark and lovely. It's so good to have you on the radio.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me.
Dr. Khoza, what causes acne in adults? It's something that, a lot of people associate with teenagers, but sometimes it carries on into adulthood.
Yeah. You know what? The causes are the same concept as you'll see in a younger patient, and that is excess oil production, clogging of your pores, as well as bacteria overpopulation. But in an adult, you find that the hormonal imbalances have like an added effect on the functioning of the oil glands, specifically what we call androgens, or your male dominating hormones. Mm. So in an adult, we always call it hormonal acne. The other word is adult onset acne, and the root cause there is usually hormonal imbalances.
I see. Now, is it possible to get acne for the first time as an adult?
Very, very possible. It's actually very common. And I always laugh because patients always like, you know, are so surprised to be like, I had clear skin all my life, and now as an adult, I look like a teenager. But it's actually very common, especially in your late 20s and onwards. You can get acne all the way up to your 50 or 60. And again, it's because of the hormonal fluctuations, especially in women. Not that it doesn't happen in men, but I mean, as a woman, it happens every month. Then we've got perimenopause, then we've got menopause. So all those things will, you know, be surprising to a 20-year-old. Why am I suddenly breaking out? But that's just related to you growing up, the hormonal imbalances, the stress in our lives, the cosmetics that we, you know, sometimes start at that age, the lifestyle influences, all of that triggers, you know, the abnormal functioning of the skin and leads to breakouts at that age.
You know, Doc, I'm glad you mentioned, the menstrual cycle, because I find that, and I've got really good skin. I'm so happy I can say that, and hopefully it's going to stay that way even when I reach menopause, you know. But I do find that I do break out just before my period and also after my period as well. Or actually, it gets better after my period, but I do break out though. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Now, how is acne treated?
So it will depend. You know, there are four arms of treating acne, but it always depends on the stage as well as the severity of the acne. But what you want to do is unclog your pores. You want to reduce the oil production. You want to reduce inflammation and decrease bacteria. And there's various ways that we do. We either use topical creams or we use oral medication. That may be a combination of oral antibiotics, hormonal treatments like oral contraceptive pills, as well as, you know, some pills that actually reduce the functioning of your oil glands. And then after that, your skincare products, you know, what we call dermocosmetics, they're also really, really great for people who may have mild acne. You just need maybe your doctor to guide you in terms of which cleansers to use, which moisturizers, and so on. And then obviously, as dermatologists, there are certain procedures that we offer, and these usually are not specifically to treat the acne, but maybe to take care of the scarring that happens after you've had acne treatment. So it's a combination of things, either cosmetics, your topical treatments, oral medication, as well as maybe added procedures. But one thing about acne is that it's one condition that I always say it's unnecessary to walk around with acne because it's so treatable and so manageable.
I see. And it leads me to my next question. When is the right time to seek medical advice where adult acne is concerned? The minute I start seeing that, no, man, I've got like a breakout, should I rush to you, doc?
I always say, you know, it depends again on the stages. Like if you've got mild acne and you've been using over-the-counter products for at least 2 months and you're not seeing results, then you should see a doctor. But if you have severe acne, so that's when you have large, big pimples, abscesses, nodules, then I always say straight away, you need to see a doctor straight away. And if you, let's say your acne also leaves scars, like, you know, some people get holes straight away, you see your doctor. And so, I mean, as a dermatologist, I would love to see everybody at the onset of their acne.
Yeah. And you mentioned scars. Now, what are some of the complications that are associated with acne? Complications like scars, keloids, as well as pigmentation.
You know what? In the commonest complication of acne, actually, for dark skin, is brown marks and dark spots.
Yeah.
And sometimes people put that aside as, you know, not a complication because sometimes they disappear on their own. But I always say that's the biggest complication that we see with acne. And then the other thing is you can get dents and indentations. And that's actually quite hectic because those can be long lasting. We call those atrophic scars. So there you lose your skin, you lose part of your skin, which is called the dermis and the collagen. And then you can get what you are just mentioned now, keloidal scars or hypertrophic scars. That's where now you get injured, but then you get excess production of skin. So acne scars the skin, but also, you know, acne scars the mind or the psyche. So beyond the pimples, you also get psychological complications, anxiety, depression, and just, you know, self-esteem issues.
Now, Doc, what are some of the acne myths that we need to debunk? There's one that I know. I'm even scared to say it on the radio. And I think you know what I'm about to say. You know what I'm about to say.
Yeah. Tell me.
Let's debunk that myth where they associate acne with, you know, your sex. They say, no, when you have acne, it's because unetswayi. And you know, and I'm sure you've heard that, dog. And it's like,
I've
no.
I've heard so many. We grew up having a love pimple.
Yes.
We grew up, you know, saying, you know, the myths, you know, like his tweets, I don't know what that is. Someone has cursed you.
Yes.
That's quite big. We also grew up knowing that acne is only for teenagers and it's a stage and it will pass, which I don't like that myth because then it means that you don't, you know, put the effort into treating it.
Yeah.
And just now we spoke about scarring. So acne can affect everyone, just like how we mentioned. And then some people say something is wrong inside of me, you know. I think I need a tablet because maybe my blood is dirty or anything. Whereas most of the time it's just on the skin. And then obviously there's myths about the treatment of acne, lemon, toothpaste, bicarbonate, all of those things which actually are not the treatment of acne and actually lead to scarring and so on.
Hey, Doc, now that you've mentioned that, I remember an aunt of mine. She was like, no, once you start seeing that you're having pimples, you must use your own pee to wash your face. And I can imagine.
You see?
That is wrong.
Yeah. There's so many things you'll be shocked at what we see or hear about in practice. You know, there are some practices that people can use their urine to wash their faces and it does something to their skin. You know, there's so much myths out there. And I think it's so important to understand that acne is chronic. It's a medical condition that can be treated medically, as well as couple it with some of the skincare products that you can find over the counter. But not all skincare products that you find are good or will help you. You just need help in choosing.
And this is where you come in as a dermatologist.
Yes.
Doc, where can people get a hold of you if they've tried it all? They've tried the creams, they've tried the lotions and the potions, and they're still struggling with acne. Where can they get a hold of you?
So my practice is in Durban, although I'm in Joburg as well. But you can get hold of me on the socials at Dr. Nurubonga Khoza Derm. That's my handle for all social media pages, as well as on my website at www.drkhozadermatologist.co.za.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, Doc.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
There you go. We just had a wonderful conversation with dermatologist Dr. Nokbonga Khoza, saying that, if you are really struggling with acne as an adult, reach out to a dermatologist. They'll probably assist you with whatever concerns and issues you're experiencing at the moment. And it could be hormonal. It happens. You know, as a teenager, maybe you had perfect skin, and now that you're much older, you're struggling with breakouts. It could be hormonal.
If you missed it, catch the rewind on radio2000.co.za.